Para X. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
The Gathering. The supernatural world can be a dark, intimidating, and scary place. We gather to shine light on the mysterious and misunderstood aspects of the paranormal world. We bring to the table years of experience as mediums, healing channels, and paranormal investigators.
We share true stories from our experiences to dispel fear where we can and help you discover the amazing layers that make up the paranormal world. You are invited to gather around the metaphysical table with us and discuss the worlds of the unseen on The Gathering Radio Show.
Hello, welcome to The Gathering Radio Show. This is Stephanie.
And this is Heidi, and we are happy to be back on the Para X Radio Network on this. What is it, Steph?
It is a Twisted Tuesday.
Twisted Tuesday.
That takes two to talk.
There we go. I'm like, that's not it. We were going to use Jerry's.
It was Jerry's idea.
Opening.
Yep. Twisted Tuesday takes two to talk. Yep. There you go.
There it is.
That's the Gathering that's Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network. How are you tonight, Heidi?
I'm good. Flurry today of activity. And so it's good to be here and just finally sitting down for a minute.
I agree.
Which is probably the first time today that I've had a chance to sit still. Mm-hmm. So
I know.
It's good.
I've been plenty busy today, too. You know, downtown, back home, you know, doing this, mowing lawns, taking dogs for walks. You know, I'm just, it was just kind of a crazy day. So, it does feel good to just sit, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. So were you working downtown today?
I did. I was down there for about, I left about 12:30-ish. I got there about 8:30. I've been going in a couple times a week.
Okay. You know, how does it feel down there? Because I'm sure that not everybody's back.
No, it's still a ghost town, to be quite honest. There's just hardly anybody there. I think, though, you know what's interesting, and I didn't notice any difference today either, but they said on the news tonight that there are like three major waves of people coming back into the office. And the first one was this week. I didn't notice any more people down there, at least not in my building. So I don't think our company knows anything about that, because I know we talked about it on our call today. And I think they're just waiting for our parent company to tell us it's okay to be there without masks, because that's what's holding people back from coming back to the office. They don't want to be in masks. And I know the mayor today just finally took off the mask ban in Minneapolis. So I think it'll be close. But like I've always said, I think because people know that they can work at home now, and many of our employees tell me that they feel they're much more productive at home than they are in the office. I just, you know, I know our parent company is going to the hybrid working scenario, so people can choose whether they want to come into the office 2, 3, 4 days or work from home all 5 days a week, you know.
But can they change it throughout, or do you have to decide and then stick with it?
You have to decide and stick with it, from what I understand. So if you decide, you better make that decision, you know, and make sure that you like that, right down to what days of the week you're going to be in the office. Because I think the goal is to then decrease the amount of space that we're renting every month, you know.
Makes sense.
And nobody will really, I think the thing will be is you don't get your own cube unless you're in at least 3 days a week. So I think there'll be an awful lot of just desks, hoteling, you know, you come in and you reserve it when you get there, and it'll be a lot less personal. But you know, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's now, you know, and people have gotten used to, you know, like I was talking to one of our guys was in today, and I haven't seen him for a long time, and he just came in to get some stuff, right, to make working from home easier. And he said, you know, here's the thing. I feel like I'm more productive at home. And he said, isn't it great to be able to get up at a normal time, you know, do the exercise, go for the walk, go for the run, whatever, and then you can come home and get online, and that time that you'd normally spend in the car or on public transportation, you're doing something that's just much better for us. I agree. I think it's going to be tough to get people to go back in.
Yeah, well, it depends, too, I think, because it depends on where you're coming from. If, you know, I believe that there are people with family members at home that they would like a little separation from, not that you don't love your family, you know, folks right? out there, but, you know, there might be some families that are looking for that division, you know, that this is my work time and I leave the house and I go do this and then I come home. And so I'm glad to hear that there's flexibility depending on where you're at in life and what you're looking for, that hopefully, you know, some of those jobs have that flexibility. And I know some jobs don't, where there's, you know, frontline workers and the people that are, that have to go in, and I appreciate them doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, with the people that have the option, it's nice, I would imagine, to be able to choose.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I've been, for the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, I've been going into the office at least 2 days a week. Not the entire days, you know, because there's two people in there besides me, you know, or two of the three or four, you know, there's not very many of us, you know, and I just don't need to be there all day. But, you know, that's what I said. My great thing would be to come in at 9, start the day at home, go in at 9, and then come home at like 3 and end the day at home, you know, and just be there for like 5 or 6 hours. You know, that seems nice, and it's a nice blend. So then you're home and you don't have to worry about the fur babies being home too long by themselves. And, you know, it's kind of a nice mesh, but we'll see how it all shakes out. Our company, I think, is going to be really flexible. I know our CEO really wants everybody back in the office, but our parent company says, no, we're going to do this new hybrid scenario now. So that's the way it is.
Which I think it fits with the generations that are coming into the workforce too. You know, the hardcore, you have to be here even though we're working on computers, doesn't really make sense.
No.
You know, anymore. And so I appreciate the flexibility again that companies have, and understanding where the young people coming into the workforce don't get that. They don't need a hard desk to sit at every day, and that commute, that doesn't make sense to a lot of them. I mean, some that probably does, but anyway, so I think that's nice to bring that in.
I do too. And I think a lot of the companies are doing that, you know, including Accenture, but Accenture's kind of always been that way. They were our parent company and that's where we came from. You know, I mean, I worked for Accenture for 18 years before Amadeus bought our company, you know, and we're still subletting our space from them. So they still provide lots of services for us. I still feel like I'm on their team, you know, and they treat me as such, which is cool. But they've always been that way. It's always been kind of a hoteling thing, right? You know, so you're going to come in, you got to reserve a desk, you know, and it is what it is. So, yeah, I think it's cool. I think it's really cool. It's a whole new world, you know, I think. So, interesting.
Well, that's true.
Wonderful. Yeah.
It's a new environment that we're in. COVID changed things. So
it did, for sure. So, yeah.
I have to talk about this spring emergence that we're in right now, energy wise, because I was out walking the yard today quickly in between things, you know, ins and outs of all my stuff that I had going on. And because Tim picked up another apple tree on the way home. And so, and surprised me with it because I didn't know he was getting it. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's great. And so we were walking the yard to see where we could put it because we're going to have to get it in the ground pretty fast because, you know, these trees have been sitting around for a while and they're probably needing to get planted at this point. So we're walking around and we decided to look at the other trees that we planted. We planted a couple last year and then a couple more this year. And I was surprised, and I put little pictures up on social media because I found little, like, they look like little fruits coming on these trees. And I was like, these trees are so tiny. And why do they have these little, they look like little fruits coming. And so I'm excited to see what happens. And maybe they just end up being little nothings because they're too young, the trees. But the trees might be 3 or 4 years old. I mean, they're not huge, but
well, they might, like, have something then.
Little something coming.
Yeah.
I was super excited.
Yeah. I would be too. That's awesome.
We have apples, pears, cherries, plums. Yeah. And I mean, every tree had something that was a little, something was forming on them. And some of the trees, like the cherry tree, had tons on it. And so did the plum tree. So
yeah,
super exciting.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this year, this harvest. Hopefully it's a good fruit harvest, and we'll have to see. But I'm just loving all the shifting of energy this year. We're talking about people getting back into the office or getting back, you know, this emergence this spring has been really powerful after where we were last year and into this year, where we really had to kind of stay hidden for our own health and safety and everybody else's. So I appreciate that. But it really makes this emergence that much more powerful, I feel. You know, this energy feels really big and really exciting.
I agree.
And I know we're still dealing with a lot of things that are bringing tragedy. I mean, there's still, people are still passing away from COVID and horrible things. But, you know, we have shifted. And I think that there's some good starting to come, you know, and some good energy starting to come. So hopefully we can do good with that. But it was exciting just to see the little bits of hope that even just seeing some fruit on a tree brings. I don't know. I was really excited.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And, you know, last week we talked with Kristen about all of the crazy retrogrades and, you know, there's so much other energy out there as well. I think we're in Mercury retrograde right now. Isn't that right?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
it goes until something in June. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
Or unless someone in the chat room wants to look it up.
She said that, I'm like, no, I don't want to know that because I always want to see if I always figure it out. But I kind of don't like those days, you know, to know ahead of time, because then I think it freaks me out a little bit more. But
yeah, May 29th through June 22nd, I'm telling you anyway.
Yep. So June 22nd. Wow. So after the summer solstice.
Typically lasts around 3 weeks.
Yep.
So that's about right.
And some of those retrogrades last for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. You know, Kristen had the whole name.
Well, depending on the planet, correct. Mercury is typically about 3 weeks. So.
Yep. Well, it's closer to us, you know.
Yeah.
So, crazy, crazy energy all around us lately, you know. So, yes, if we can put it to work for the good, that's amazing. So let's just, we got to do that, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
So today on this Twisted Tuesday, it's our monthly favorite show, which is our Paranormal Smorgasbord.
Paranormal Smorgasbord.
So, yeah.
We should have a commercial for our Paranormal Smorgasbord.
We should get someone to do one for us, you know, or we could do one.
We could make our own.
We could make our own. And yes, we need to do that for sure, because it is such a big deal, you know, everybody loves it. Yes, Sherry, Uranus, and I'm saying Uranus because that's how I was taught. I know that some people say Uranus. It does go into retrograde, and Kristen told us when, and I don't remember exactly the dates, but it is this year, along with a whole bunch of other ones. So, yes, fine. Oh, I'm going to be fine now. I see. Okay. you know, for those of you listening, we have wild people in the chat room, but when we say something wrong, Ceiling Cat gives us a fine of cookies or muffins or whatever it is she feels like, you know, we need to be fined. So I guess I said it wrong. So, who knows what I'll have to send her. Maybe I'll have to make a batch of cookies.
I am not on board with Stephanie and how she pronounces it, so don't loop me into her fine. Uranus. That's all I have to say about that.
It's Uranus. Come on, everybody. All right, so I know that you have some things to talk about. Do you want to start? I know. Do you want to start out?
So one of the things that I was thinking about with in regards to Paranormal Smorgasbord for a topic, one of the things that it came up recently, and I can't remember what it was about, but someone was asking me about spirits and especially humans, right? Humans that are really nasty or evil, you know, maybe they've killed people and enjoy it, you know. Some people kill people and enjoy it. It's awful. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't.
But they do it, or they don't mind doing it, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they were asking, like, do they stay that way in spirit when they die? You know, that person dies. And I'm like, well, yeah, it's an interesting question, because it's not a magic wand that as soon as you you transition, you leave your body, then poof, you're this amazing, beautiful soul again. Mm-hmm. There is a period of time that is involving detaching. You know, you need to detach. And I always look at it as like all these different threads that connect you to your, from your soul to your human self, and they need to be detached. And sometimes we easily let them go and detach from a human self, and it's great. And then sometimes we fight it and we don't want to, or we don't know that we should. Anyway. Mm-hmm. So I, sometimes people who are very connected to their human self and their, you know, it doesn't matter if they're good or bad, but they would be similar then when they, after they transitioned, if they're mm-hmm. very connected still to their human self. Mm-hmm. So they can be very, very good and connected to their human self and still very, very good. Or they could be very, very bad and connected to their human self and stay very, very bad, you know, because they're not going to the place where they find their healing and mm-hmm. and all that. So anyway, so it was an interesting discussion, and I can't remember why I was having that discussion. It might have been with a client, but mm-hmm. it brought up an interesting thing that I thought I'd throw out there for the Paranormal Smorgasbord, because it is something to think about. You don't just poof mm-hmm. become this beautiful soul again, even though we're all eternal souls. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that yeah. we just, it's a magic wand, poof, and we're great, you know? So.
Yeah, I kind of think, and I think this subject has come up on our show a few times, and people have asked, well, if you're bad in this life, does that mean you were bad in the last life? Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I guess we don't know. But I would kind of think, I mean, your soul kind of stays the same, right? I mean, we come here to learn and grow and whatever, but you know, right down to the core, I think you're the same throughout all your lifetimes, don't you? I mean, that's what I think.
I think on a soul, you're constantly evolving as a soul too. So mm-hmm. I would think that would change as you move through whatever it is that we're moving through. And I don't know that we can understand it fully here, mm-hmm. but you can pick different lifetimes, and then when you're here, you make different choices so that you can be, you know, a good person or a bad person or somewhere in the between. So yes. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yes. I think you can change, and you do change, and then you can make different choices and mm-hmm. do different things with the lives that you move into. So. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree, but I kind of think we're kind of all the same, you know? I don't know. You know, I was a Viking in my past life, right? You know, Lagatha was my ancestor. I'm just saying. It's my wild spirit, can I just say? I don't know. That's a good one. A thought pondering one for sure. So, wow, we have a lot of people talking in the chat room here.
Yeah, we have to scroll back. So one comment I want to just acknowledge, because Karen in the chat room had asked if what she's been watching Kindred Spirits lately after a long hiatus. What do you think of their approach? And then you, I saw in the chat room saying that you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't.
I have not either.
I don't really know.
I can't answer that. I have actually not seen, I've heard about it. I haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. I'll admit, I don't watch a lot of the paranormal shows anymore because I do this all day, every day. Yeah. I would imagine it's like being a doctor and you don't watch doctor shows because you want to watch something different when you are watching TV. And so I watch other things when I have the chance to watch TV.
I agree.
I don't watch a lot. I mean, because this is what I do for my day job, right? Yeah. Not that I don't like it, but I like to mix things up.
Yep.
So when you do this for your day job, it's, you know, I don't watch a lot of the shows anymore. I used to when I worked a different job, mm-hmm. you know, when I worked in an office, I watched all the shows and I thought it was awesome. Yeah. And now I find myself watching like cooking shows and shows about redecorating.
Redecorating HGTV channel.
Yeah. Animals, yes. you know, and stuff like that. So,
you know, I think the only time I watch paranormal shows actually is if I'm, you know, if it's a rainy day or whatever, we're watching TV and we're paging through the different channels, you know, to see what's on. And then there might be a paranormal one that happens on and we might watch a little bit of it, but yeah, I don't know. I've kind of gotten away from them because it's like, you know, it's so Hollywoodized, right? It's so glamorized, you know, and it's not that way in real life, you know, I gotta say. But Karn is saying that their approach is quite different and refreshing. How so, Karin? You know, you can comment, or, and I don't know if anybody else in the chat room has watched their show, but I don't know what it's about. Yeah, yeah, I know. Most of them are so boring.
Right. I agree.
But
yeah, I don't, yeah. I'd have to check it out. I'll try and catch an episode and just see, because now I'm curious. But so we got to scroll back for more. Yes. There's questions like popping up everywhere in the chat room here. So let's see here. Oh, Sherry had asked, can detachment happen while we're alive? And because a while back I was talking about detaching from your human self as a soul as you're transitioning. And I guess how I would answer that is, yeah, you can, but it would be more of like a soul fracture. I guess your whole self could detach, and then if you're not... while you're still alive, that's, yeah, that, so then I would, I guess, you know, I'm thinking about when I was going to do a journey, I found what the only thing I could call it is some kind of like a wormhole, and it wasn't a wormhole. I don't know what it was, but it was a place where you could go into this travel tunnel. It was like a spirit subway. I don't know what else to call it. It's like a spirit subway. You can, and you can go into this tunnel, and you could be swept off, and they use it to get from place to place. And not necessarily, I don't know, anybody, anything that needs to travel can hop into this thing and go. And so I was with Tim when we found this, and I said to Spirit Guide, I said, well, I'm going to go in there. I wonder if I can do a meditation and sit in this energy, and if my soul will get swept into this subway kind of thing. And he freaked out. He was like, you can't do that. And I was like, why not? And he said, you're human. You are too human for that. This is, he goes, if you let your energy get caught up in that, you'll never find your way back. And then he basically told me, like, I would just be laying there with no ability to interact. And I think eventually I would just die, because that's how it
don't
work,
you wonder,
I would be alive for a while, but not able
because
to,
because your soul can't find your way back, or you decide you like it better in the other place.
He was like, you'd never find
just
your
be
way
swept back. Away.
Yeah. It'd be, it'd be like caught in the current and get swept out to the ocean, and you're done. You can't get back.
That's not a good idea. No.
So yeah, you could be, that would detach you from your human self. But then also, soul does a, back to the original question too, that soul fracture would detach part of yourself. And those can sometimes, a lot of times, I shouldn't say sometimes, a lot of times can be gathered back and brought back in, because I've done a ton of those. So.
Interesting stuff. But, you know, they do, don't you wonder, because I have heard that people, their souls will find a way to go somewhere else, and then their bodies eventually just lay here like they're in comas. Do you wonder if people that are in comas are actually somewhere else?
I think sometimes they are.
I think they are too. I mean, it's a good question for sure. Because I, you know, I definitely think that's the way of things. Not all of them, but I do think some of them probably you know? So Jerry had a question. I'm not sure I understand what he's talking about, but he said, why don't we, the humans, find ghosts' mass elements?
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I don't either. So Jerry, you need to expand on that question, because we're not sure what you're asking.
Ghosts' mass elements. I don't know what you're asking, and I apologize. So it looks like he's going to clarify. So we'll get clarification for that question. Sorry about that, Jerry.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I don't understand that either.
And I'm not saying when you clarify, I'll still understand.
Right.
I may not.
But that's okay. That's what the paranormal smorgasbord is all about. So Cindy had a question too. So she said, do you think spirit and soul are two different things, or are the same thing an interchangeable word?
I think they're the same thing.
I do too.
I know some people differentiate when you say spirit and ghost. They'll differentiate spirit is, let's say, someone who's crossed over, ghost is someone who's stuck. I don't differentiate that either. I just think they're the same. And, you know, I like using the word spirit better than I like using ghost. I think ghost kind of sounds hokey, but I'd rather use spirit, but I think that's interchangeable, you know, too. It's the essence, you know, we're talking about the essence.
Yep.
That's eternal.
Yeah, I think so too. I agree. I think it's both the same. And, you know, sometimes we say things like, I know that every once in a while I'll say, you know, swimming in the lake in October is good for the soul because it cleanses the soul, but it's my soul is still my spirit, right? Same thing. I could say jumping in the water is cleansing for my spirit, you know, or good for my spirit. Same thing. So, yeah, I think it's the same. Okay, so let's see. What's the next one here?
Well, Jerry clarified. Should we get to that first before we... So down, I scroll down and Jerry clarified. So the mass elements that he's talking about, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, oxygen, calcium, etc. Mm-hmm. Why don't we find those? Right? Why don't humans find them? Oh, I'm guessing in like paranormal investigating or whatever is probably what he means. First of all, are we testing for them? I don't know. Second of all, could we, if they are connected to the human body, you know, if that's something that's, and I don't know, I'm out of my element here in this one. This is a little bit out of my element of, you know, isn't that stuff created because we have a human body and without the human body, we don't have that stuff present? I don't know. And I could be wrong. I don't know. But are we not testing for it either?
Right.
When we're doing a paranormal investigation, do we test for something like that? How would you test? I don't know. Again, I'm out of my element in this one.
Because the soul is energy, right? So, but then,
But I would think some of that is because we have a human form.
Yes.
And now we don't. Spirit is,
something else. So, I don't know.
That's an interesting...
It's a good question to ponder.
It is. Good question.
It's not. It's nothing we can answer right during this show. Can I just say? We'll have to think about it. Maybe we'll have to do a little research on that one.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone else has asked that question or, you know, done any, work on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And now back to the soul detaching, right? So Karen said that her dad's soul partially detached before he died. And that's common. I mean, transitions rarely happen in just one second, you know, you're alive and then you're not alive. I mean, if there's an accident or like your life is taken and you're, or in war or something, and then it could happen. But if someone is dying, you know, or in transition, I mean, that can take years.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, their soul can slowly detach. And that's where you can start to see a lot of the other side while you're still alive. You get a lot more interaction because you're still, you're in both worlds because you're detaching. You're not here all the way, but you're not there all the way either.
Yeah.
And I've worked with a lot of people in hospice that have had, that have been in that situation, and I've seen it, and worked with people who didn't know that they were transitioning yet. They were just older and they were freaked out because they were seeing more and more spirits. And I'm like, well, let's have a conversation that I might be hard to hear, but let's do this. And I will be as kind and helpful and compassionate as I can be as we talk about what your transition might look like and that you might be already transitioning. And it's a interesting conversation. It's very, I don't like doing it because people don't like hearing it, but I do as gently as I can to talk to them about what is happening so that they understand, because it can be really scary.
Oh,
if you're not sure what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that would be scary for sure. You know, I mean, if you don't know and you're seeing all this stuff and then someone comes and tells you, well, maybe you're transitioning, you know, oopta.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are great questions, you guys, honestly. So we're, and Cindy and Karen and Dave are all still talking about the difference between souls and spirits, too. Dave is asking, is it possible to wear it out and get your spirit resold? You know, and Cindy is saying that she's torn, that she can see it as different too. I think of the soul as the essence and the spirit as another manifestation of the soul.
Yeah. It's interesting to think about, you know, because I don't know that anybody has the right answer. You know, everybody has ways of thinking about it. So I think it's cool to put those thoughts out there and give people things to think about, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Is it possible to wear out your soul?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting.
I know.
I like thinking about that.
Good question. I know. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. Would you wear it out or would it be transformed into something else? Because maybe you kind of wore the path out. You finished all of it or whatever and you're on to something else. Maybe that's more of, because I don't know. I think it's cool to think about though. Mm-hmm. And Kat said somewhere out there, there's a soul cobbler. Maybe. Yes.
There you go. To get the new soul. Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Karen is saying she thinks it's possible to wear out your spirit, but not your soul. I think that makes more sense to me, you know, because your soul is eternal. But I think they're kind of the same thing. I don't know. I mean, you and I sat here and said they're both the same thing. And now
I think it's the same thing. I think it's a different.
Too. I know.
I don't know. I mean, and I could change my mind down the road if I witness something or have something taught to me by my guides that says differently. But as of now, I kind of think it's the same thing. But I could see where people would go the other direction and think they're two different things or two pieces of something that's connected. I don't. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool to think about. I like this kind of discussion because I like the thought process that goes into it. Oh, my gosh, the thought process that takes you past the half hour.
Yeah, oh gosh.
Whoops.
It is. It's 8:32. Okay. Well, we will be back in 2 minutes. This is the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network.
Demons, vampires, werewolves, skinwalkers. All of this and more. Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss Radio Show. Get lost with us.
Are you haunted by shadow people in the middle of the night?
Do you secretly love all things creepy and spooky, enjoying ghost stories and horror fiction from the best storytellers?
Do you have a true ghost experience you want to share, but no one will believe you?
If yes, listen to the professionals on What Are You Afraid Of? Horror Paranormal Show, Friday nights at 9 p.m. on Para X Radio and at www.whatareyouafraidofpodcast.com.
What are you afraid of on Para X?
Our creepy and demented hosts are on call to provide you with all your spooky needs with true ghost stories, interviews, indie music, and new horror fiction.
We are ready to scare you.
Para X.
Throughout time, events have occurred that have shaped human history. Spirit voices from the past have many stories to tell, and for the past several years, channelers Barry and Connie Strom have been conducting live channeling sessions and relaying those stories and messages from those on the other side. We invite you to tune in to Barry and Connie's new show, Channeling History, on the Para X Radio Network, every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, as they relay the messages of those voices from the past, the ones who have witnessed history firsthand, and those who have made history themselves.
Welcome back to the Gathering Radio Show on the Para X Radio Network, and it's our Paranormal Smorgasbord tonight, and our chat room has been on fire tonight. Ooh. With all of the comments and cool questions.
Yes. Like
really good mind benders. I love it.
I know. You know, when Heidi and I are both quiet and there's nothing coming out of our mouths and it's a radio show that we're really thinking about it.
We're thinking too hard.
Yes.
What's coming out of our ears.
I know. So there has been some fabulous questions going on out there. So, gosh, keep them coming, everyone, because this is awesome.
This is totally awesome. That's why I love this Paranormal Smorgasbord, because you guys bring good stuff to the show.
Absolutely.
This is so fun. Dave is saying in the chat room, the soul wearing out was a joke. I don't think it's a joke. Like, I think, no, I why not either. Think about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it could. I mean, just like, you know, some days I'm worn out, you know? So and don't you think there are some times when you think your soul is just tired? You're just tired, and it's not because you're physically tired. Your soul is tired. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it could mm-hmm. make sense that your whole spirit soul gets worn out, you know, maybe in the next lifetime or when this lifetime is over. I mean, who knows? I guess, you know, it's just kind of nuts, but good question. I like it. So Karen is back to Kindred Spirits again, and she said one of the cool things they did was add a bio to a created thought form. Well, okay, what does that mean exactly? A created thought form. I'm not sure what that means. But I guess I'm going to have to watch one of those shows to figure out what it's about.
Yeah, I have to check it out because this sounds interesting. Yeah. I know, I think that they stay at a location for longer than, you know, they stay there, which I think is a good idea. And I've talked to a friend of mine, Brian. We were going to do some kind of investigating where we did. And I told him this was like, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. I said, you know, we should really go to a place and stay for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And have the cameras on all the time because spirits don't just come out at night when you're filming or come out when you're filming.
Yes.
They'll come out when you're out all the time. You know, they come out when you're watching TV. They come out when you're, you know, reading a book. Mm-hmm. They just come out whenever they feel like it or whenever they can manifest. So it's, you know, it's something that you should, if you're at a paranormal location, have the stuff running all the time because you don't know what's going to get them to interact if they want to interact. But I remember I was doing an investigation out, I don't know where it was, Corcoran or something, and in Minnesota here, and we weren't getting anything. And we could feel the place was just thick with spirit. And we were getting a lot of residual stuff, but nothing was coming through interactive. And so we stood outside and we were just chit-chatting and, you know, because we were kind of like, I don't know what else to do. So we were thinking about packing up. And when we were outside, there was this old truck and it was, you know, back up along the outbuilding, you know, it's kind of getting run over by grass and weeds and stuff and just kind of buried and taken over by the land. And we were talking about what a cool truck it was. And then a couple of the guys in our group started talking about different vehicles. And then everything started to light up. Every piece of equipment started to light up. So they, whoever was there, liked our conversation about cars and trucks, and that's what they wanted to hear about. So instead of asking, you know, is anybody here? Can you make a noise? Can you tell us, you know, here, make a knock, you know, do whatever. They're like, yawn, no, I'm not going to do that. And we started talking about cars, and they're like, okay, now I'm interested. Now I want to be a part of this discussion. So you never know what's going to, you know, if anybody's around and if they want to talk, what they want to talk about. You just don't know.
No. And I always think sometimes when you're on a paranormal investigation, it's always good just to talk, right? Just to, you know, say, oh, this room is so cool. Do you see that? And that's when you get the stuff, you know, and not when you say, oh, what's the date? You know, who's the president? You know, because really, how often do you get answers for those questions? Zilch, you know? So they're clarifying this whole thought form thing. So Karen is saying people created it by concentrating on a myth to create it, and then they added its bio. And then she's saying Chip Coffee actually picked up the bio additions. I don't know. That's interesting.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to watch the show because I'm still not following. And I'm sure once I would see it, it would make sense. But I don't know. It sounds interesting. And I love that kind of experimentation, you know, where you're putting something together to see if, you know, it can be created, which,
right.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, I believe that that could happen, that you can manifest that.
I was just going to say it's a form of manifestation. That's exactly what I said. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Interesting stuff. But, you know, because we have said that, I think, sometimes, you know, that spirits are people who think they're a ghost. It's because somebody's manifested something that is acting like a ghost, right? It's not really a soul or a spirit. Yeah, interesting stuff. This is cool. I love it.
Love it. It's good. It's good I don't know. It's cool things you guys are bringing to the table tonight. It gets me thinking, and now I want to think about all this stuff and stop talking, which doesn't work for radio. So I won't do that. But I want to think about it, which makes me stop talking, and that doesn't work. So I love it. That's cool. That's cool.
And it is dangerous. And like Dave's saying, you know, you create it, you're responsible for it, which is true. And see, a lot of the things that we find paranormally is out of control, something somebody's manifested, right? So, yeah, I agree.
Not all the time, but sometimes it is.
Sometimes. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, Karen, she can't type as fast as she can think. I know. Me either. So one of the things that I just wanted to talk about, just briefly, and I just found it right before we came online, but you know how people talk about, you know, when they see a UFO or something or other paranormal instances happen and they lose like an hour's worth of time or 2 hours worth of time or whatever. You know, they go somewhere that should take 10 minutes to drive it and then they arrive 2 hours later, you know, and they didn't go anywhere else. Well, what happened to those 2 hours? Well, there was a story online this past week, and actually these people, this happened this month actually down in Pennsylvania, and they were going, you know, I'm just going to paraphrase, but so they left someone's house, they were going home, it was about an hour drive, and it took them like far less time, and they couldn't figure out, but he was saying that, you know, you know what it reminds me of, and I don't know how many of you have seen the Mothman prophecies, and you know how they show when Richard Gere's character is just kind of zooming from wherever he is to Chicago and it takes him like 2 hours and normally it would take like 20 hours. Mm-hmm. This is what this reminds me of. So instead of an hour, it only took him 40 minutes. And he said that all of a sudden, you know, the signs going onto this other highway that they needed to go to, which should have been 20 minutes away, were suddenly there. And then suddenly they were on this highway. So like something happened and they were just moved right along. Mm-hmm. Isn't that an interesting thing?
Yeah. Well, that happened. Cindy is in the chat room and she was there. Tim and Cindy and I were in the car when this happened. We were coming back from the Palmer House. I know I've talked about it on the radio show. We're coming back from the Palmer House one morning from the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we were going straight to her place, which she's in South Minneapolis. And so it should have taken, what, an hour and a half? And it took like 40 minutes or something.
I remember you talking.
And I wasn't speeding. I was going the speed limit the whole time. And we were like, what? Are you kidding? How in the world did that happen? Well, I had my one of my crystal balls in the trunk, and she was wrapped up safely. Mm-hmm. She didn't like to be in the trunk and wrapped up. She was very protected. And she wasn't having it. So she claimed credit for bending time to get us home faster so she could get out of the box. Mm-hmm. She didn't like it. It's actually this one right back behind me. You mm-hmm. can see it, Steph. Nobody mm-hmm. else can because mm-hmm. obviously we're not on video. Yeah. But yeah, she does. Cindy says Heidi always does a speed limit. I do. always do the speed limit. So, yeah. And I might be a bit of a backseat driver and have other people do the speed limit when I'm riding with them, and I'm sorry about that. But anyway, yeah, my crystal ball claimed credit for that.
Well, and I do think, you know, like Dave is saying too, it's possible to bend in full time. I agree. Mm-hmm. And so these people were driving on a stretch of highway where there has been known to be, and this is where this happened, where all of a sudden they were on this turn and it should have taken them another 20 minutes. But apparently on this stretch of road out there in Pennsylvania, there had been a lot of, you know, supernatural things going on, cryptids, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So it kind of is wild, right? I mean, it's just pretty wild there. But yeah. For sure. I like that. That's cool. We like to gain time rather than lose it, for sure.
Well, yeah, losing time, you got to start to get worried.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Heidi is from State Farm. Don't mess with my discount.
Well,
see, and then there's
really,
me.
Maybe.
I am such a speed demon, you know, and it just is what it is. I can never go the speed limit. I'm always way over. I know Katie gets worked up every once in a while. She's always like, Steph, you're going about 90 miles an hour, and this is a 75 mile an hour zone. So anyway, it's all good. It's all good.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though, with like time, lost time, like where mm-hmm. you think it's take an hour and it takes three. Like, that's a little disturbing, because then you have to start to think about, what if it's an abduction or something?
That's
you know?
True.
Or what if, you know, you ended up somewhere I don't know. I shouldn't automatically go to the negative when you're losing time. Yes. And then when it's you're gaining time, it's a positive. Like, I don't know. That's probably not the... That's not the right way to do it. But any, it makes me think about it because I've worked enough cases where people have lost time and it's a alien case. It's a UFO case.
Oh, for sure.
So that's what makes me think of that because that's where I guess I don't hear of it. I rarely hear of people losing time and it's just because, you know, usually there's something else involved and then it's, I hate to say it, you know, UFO, alien, whatnot, but that typically is what I have found when we're talking about lost time.
So, and speaking of UFOs, now I have been hearing chatter about how the government, like the Air Force or the whoever, all these UFO people, Project Blue Book, are releasing a whole bunch of information this month. Have you been hearing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been on for a couple of years, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, but they're supposed to be like a big dump this month. So it'll be interesting to hear what they...
Really starting to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is not... And, you know, are they acknowledging, hey, this isn't us, to take away the heat of, look what we're making, this is us, you know, and we're creating these. So we would like to instill fear for whatever reason. I don't know.
That's true.
I still think that there's aliens here and UFOs here. I'm not saying that there isn't, but I also wonder, like, where is this change coming from? Mm-hmm. You know, where they're all of a sudden cool with, you know,
and
their pilots talking about it and showing video. It's like, wait a minute, what brought this little change? You know, anyway.
Right. Yeah. Because for all these years, you know, they've denied it and done their darndest to squash the whole idea, you know? So, yeah, I don't, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah. It's on like every once in a while I catch, one of the CNN programs that I really like, there's two hosts, Cuomo and Dee Lemon. Every once in a while, I watch them together, and oh my gosh, yes, they were talking about this whole UFO thing. I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. This was like a couple weeks ago, and I kind of forgot about it till we're talking about UFOs here. But yeah, interesting stuff. So, yeah, I get, Karen, you know, it was probably a 70-mile-an-hour zone, and I was probably going 85. I don't think we have any 75-mile-an-hour zones here in Minnesota. So, yeah. Anywho. So, what else is going on, you guys? So, I know that there are... I saw this other interesting thing online about... And now I just lost it. It was about, let me see if I can find it again quick. It was a sea monster bone discovery. Oh, here it is. So a deep sea diver has sparked an underwater mystery after discovering a giant skeleton that no one can identify. What is it? Who knows? Interesting stuff, though.
Where
right?
is this?
Well, he was down, I believe, down near Australia, maybe. It said the diver first spotted the mystery remains, thinks that based on previous discoveries, it might have far more ancient origins, right? You know, so it could be maybe a dinosaur, a Tylosaurus they're talking about. But it's definitely not like a whale or a hammerhead shark because they've got the whole skeleton or at least the backbone. And it's like, really long, 30 meters. They checked out living sea mammals and they came up short by 30 meters, which is 90 feet, right? So this thing is huge. I'm going to put the link in the chat.
Yeah, but put it up.
I mean, it was actually, he was operating an underwater robot. Let's see here. I'm going to put it up here. Yep. So, yeah, they don't really know. And this was, like, in 2017, so they kind of kept it quiet for a while. Or, you know, they just didn't let it out. I don't know. But there's actual footage on YouTube.
It's really far down there, 830 meters below sea level.
Mm-hmm. Eek. Isn't that crazy? I know. So... yeah, it says it's a large set of bones, including a seemingly intact spinal column would measure a massive 30 meters in length, which is roughly 90 feet, almost 100 feet in length. So that is, wow, crazy. And he sent this underwater, this diver sent the footage to a paranormal researcher, clearly feeling that there could be a spooky explanation behind the bones. But, they're saying that it could be, something, a dinosaur, this whole dinosaur.
Right. Which is not out of this world, out of question. So,
right. A Tylosaurus. I guess I'd never heard of one of those before, but definitely it can't, they're saying that it's way too big to be any of the mammals that are in the ocean now, be it a blue whale, a shark, whatever. So yeah, just what is it? It's fascinating. So,
What I think is scary? I'm looking at this link that you posted, and if you scroll down, there's some kind of museum or something that shows these creatures. They have these statues of creatures that have been made.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff that freaks me out.
Yeah,
I don't mind paranormal. I don't mind all this other stuff. Don't put me in a building with large statues.
Really?
I will have none of it. Nope.
So
I
can't handle it.
Like,
you don't like to look at the dinosaurs either? Really?
I will stand very far away from them. If I have to look at them, don't get me up close. Because here's the deal, and nobody believes me until it happens. And when it happens to you, Heidi said so. Heidi told you first.
Yes.
They move. Okay? If you haven't been around a statue that has moved, I don't know what to tell you. But they do. They shift, they move, whatever, and I don't like it. And so I don't get close to them because I don't want to be around when the thing moves. And they move, they shift. And I don't know if it's an energy thing. Some of them actually move. If you've been to Vegas, you know what I'm talking about. It's like, what? That is like terrible to do that to anybody. So have a heart attack or something. But, some of these statues, they're so big. I don't like it. If it's my size, like human size or bigger, I'm out. I don't like it.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. So if I have to look at some statues or whatever, forget it. I'm going to stand as far away from it as possible. I don't like them.
Well, I'm not crazy.
Something about the energy of statues, them freaks me out.
But I love the skeletons of the dinosaur. I mean, that still is one of
my
favorite
things. Yeah, I do too, but I got to stand far away from them. I can't.
Oh, jeez. And then there's me. I just want to touch, and then I always get yelled at because you're not
supposed
to be.
Well, yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. But yeah, no. And, but so I tell you what. So the University of Minnesota, St. Paul campus, they have this thing called the Bell Museum, which now is on, they moved it. So it's right on Larpinder. And on the second floor, they have created a woolly mammoth. So this is cool. I got to go see it in person. It looks, and they have it in this big window that you can see it from, the street. And when they have it lit up at night, oh my God, it is the coolest thing ever. It looks like there's a woolly mammoth in this building. Well, because there is, it's man-made, but it is the coolest thing ever. I need to go see it. And they have, they take what I saw somewhere was that if you're a member of the museum, you can pay a fee and have your picture taken with the woolly mammoth. Wouldn't that be a kick?
No.
Oh, God. I think almost
like
I stand awesome.
Really, really far away from it and you can still get me in the photo.
Oh,
fine.
Man. No, I want to be right next to it.
Or, I'll do selfie, but the thing is like, 10 yards behind me.
Oh, no, I want to be right. I want to have
so
my
it's like
hand.
Really small back there. Nope.
I want my hand on it. And they probably don't let you touch it, but wouldn't that be awesome? Oh, my gosh. I just think that would be tremendous. But yeah, so anybody driving on, who's in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, driving on Larpinder past the University of Minnesota St. Paul campus over by the fairgrounds, it's right on the corner of, it's not Ventnor, it's a different one, or Gortner, it's the one up from there, but it's right there on the corner, and it's just, if you go by at night, and it's lit up, and it's just unbelievable, it is so cool.
So it's in a building?
It's in the building.
Okay, so you can see it from outside
the
building.
They built it to house this replica, right? So I think it might even, the glass might even kind of come out a little bit from the building, and it's just boom, right there. It's the most amazing thing. Yeah. Someday I'll go down there at night and I'll take a photo and I'll share it with everybody because it is cool. It is so cool. And the Bell Museum has all those, but they're real creatures, that have been stuffed or taxidermied or whatever they call that, you know. So this one is man-made, but how cool is that? I just think, oh. Mm. Anyway, I digress. You know, we're talking about, you know, sea monsters and dinosaurs.
It's all in the paranormal.
It is. It is. So, yeah, Jerry says bring a huge leash. Yes. Yes. But, you know, they're finding, oh, so talking about woolly mammoths, you know, they're finding all kinds of skeletons of woolly mammoths up north now because of the melting permafrost and global warming. And isn't that sad that it's melting that much that all of a sudden all these skeletons are appearing? Yeah. Oh, my God. And some of them even have fur and flesh on them. You know, they look like they probably did when they died, yeah. You know?
Wow. And it's scary, yeah. Though, that they're being uncovered. No.
Well, and then they're saying that maybe they can extract the DNA and make, you know, create one. And
oh, like, dear. Oh,
no, that would be just, you know, like that show. What was that?
Yeah, let's not.
What was that show? The Island with the Dinosaurs.
Jurassic Park.
Yes, Jurassic Park. No, we don't want to do that. No. The most terrifying movie I think I've seen in a long time when I saw that. I screamed.
Oh, yeah. I can't heart attack. Jerry in the chat room said that would be awesome. No. Talk about statues coming to life. No.
No.
No. No, thank you.
Talk about statues coming to life. Casey and I just watched The Haunting last night or the night before. I don't remember. One day during the weekend. And I don't know if anybody's seen that, but towards the end, these statues that are on this big staircase going downstairs come to life, you know, and their wings flap and they're trying to get the people. And so, yeah, I can see where you'd be a little scared. But, oh, my goodness, this has been a crazy fun show.
Flew by.
Yeah, fun. So, okay, so, you know, for those of you on, don't forget to listen to our sibling show, The Calling Radio Show. Tomorrow night, they're talking to Midwest Ghost Hunters, an all-female ghost team. So
nice.
That'll be fun. They're going to talk about everything from proving to debunking. So awesome. So that's at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the Para-X Radio Network.
Awesome.
Yeah, fun stuff. And then
should talk about what we have coming up, just a recap of what's coming up on our show.
So next week weeks. We have Bob Peterson.
Bob right? Peterson's back next week. Mr. Mm-hmm. OBE, Out of Body Experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's always fun to have on the show.
He is fun. No, does he have a new book or no? We're just having him on because we haven't.
I don't think he has a new book. He probably has new book reviews. He does those quite often, but I'll have to double check with him before the show. I don't think so. But it's so much fun to talk to him, and he brings some cool things like we're doing tonight. You know, he brings things that you think about. You know, you think about what he's talking about. You're like, man, that's cool.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I'm excited to have him on the show.
We do have a lot of cool subjects and a lot of cool guests on our show. I got to say, it makes you think. If nothing else, this show really makes people think, mm-hmm. including the hosts who are very silent every once in a while. Because our minds, like you said, are just, you know, twirling. So that's coming up. And then we have Nick Redfern, who's a world famous cryptozoologist, is going to be on in 2 weeks. So he'll be on the 22nd.
Yep. And we're locking down, hopefully, Kyle Cadell for the 15th.
He's our...
I heard from him. Kyle, I'm calling you and emailing you. Answer me. No, I hope he'll be connected. We just actually connected on social media tonight, so hopefully I can get a hold of him that way.
Good. Yeah.
Because I would love to have him here for Midsummer. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Because he's our winter solstice midsummer guy. So that's what we decided last December. So
we did decide that for him, by the way.
Yes, but he was all for it, right?
He was.
We video show where we all talk about it. So anyway, well, you know what? It is time to go. So listen, everyone, thank you so much for joining again in this Paranormal Smorgasbord show, because this was so much fun. And mm-hmm. for those of you, for the troops out around the world protecting the United States, hey, thank you so much for your service, and please be safe, and thank you for listening.
Absolutely, and everybody in the chat room, you rocked it tonight. Awesome, yes. Thank you, and everybody listening out there, thanks for tuning in. We love having you here. Mm-hmm. Para-X, thanks for hosting us. We love being here. And Sarge, most amazing producer on the planet, You're awesome. Thank you for producing our show. And we had fun tonight. So thanks, everybody.
Make it a good week, everyone.